Now, we're talking smoking on the show this morning. The NHS Trust that runs the Bristol Royal Infirmary is getting tough on smokers. From the 1st of January 2019, smoking a cigarette or e-cigarette on any of its sites, including the grounds, will be completely banned. That means if you do need to light up, you'll have to make sure you're beyond the painted white line on the ground outside the hospital rather than hanging around the entrance, which is what happens at the moment. Vicky Salt is from the anti-smoking charity ASH. She's pleased with the decision.
It's part of the government's new strategy, and it's also something that trusts have been moving towards themselves. The Royal College of Physicians published a report in June recommending hospital sites go smoke-free, with smokers being supported to quit. So it's less about the actual white line where you can smoke on one side and not the other. And it's really about making, as they say, the hospital site smoke-free. So when someone is admitted to hospital, their doctor will say, you're not able to smoke whilst you're on site, whilst you're receiving treatment, but we have other options, and those other options are nicotine replacement therapies, and doctors will be advising smokers of the support they can offer to help them quit or abstain whilst in hospital.
Vicky Salt from the anti-smoking charity ASH. These people outside the BRI also seemed, in general, to welcome the news.
It should be pushed away from the hospital, especially, I think. And I think with doctors and nurses, they shouldn't be setting a precedent with it too, because I've seen doctors and nurses out here smoking, you know. So, yeah, I really think it should be pushed right away from the hospitals, yeah.
Patient-wise in BRI, I think it's going to affect them a lot. The adults, obviously. But I do understand the non-smoking is a good thing as well. There's good and bad in both of it, really.
It's getting put in for a place for a reason, not to be awkward or make people unhappy. It's obviously being placed for a reason, for health and safety reasons outside the hospital. So I hope to think people are going to comply with it.
Just so you know, we chatted to smokers and non-smokers when we were outside the BRI, asking them what they make of the news that the trust that runs the hospital is banning smoking on any of its sites as of January 2019, which is only, well, not very far away now, is it? Simon Clark is from the organisation FOREST, which stands for Freedom Organisation for the Right to Enjoy Smoking Tobacco. Simon, morning to you.
Good morning.
Where do you stand on the hospital ban? Because Public Health England would love all hospital trusts to go down this route.
Yes, I think it's totally and utterly wrong to actually ban smoking outside or on hospital grounds. I totally understand that hospitals don't want to be seen to encourage smoking, but I think they've got to be a bit more pragmatic about this. I mean, first and foremost, there's no public health reason to ban smoking in the open air. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the open air. There's no risk to any non-smoker from somebody lighting up in the open air. But worse than that, I think it's really quite inhumane to ban patients, for example, if they choose to go outside the hospital and they want to have a cigarette. Now, for a lot of people, like it or not, smoking brings a great deal of comfort, particularly in stressful situations. And for a lot of people, there's nothing more stressful than being in hospital for an operation. Now, you might be in that hospital for an operation or procedure that has absolutely nothing to do with smoking whatsoever. You might be elderly, for example, and you're in for a hip replacement. That might mean you might be in hospital for 8 or 9 weeks. Now, I think it's quite inhumane to actually say to people in those circumstances, you cannot go outside to smoke. Bear in mind that some people may be quite immobile. They might even be in a wheelchair. Now,
so
what are they supposed
advocate,
to do?
I don't know, bringing back smoking rooms? I mean, is that, do you think it should go back to the olden days?
Well, there's no doubt that part of the problem was caused when they banned smoking rooms, and that forced people outside. And we hear people complaining about people smoking around the entrance to hospitals. Now, I do understand why people might not want groups of people smoking directly outside the entrance. But there's no reason at all why you can't have a smoking shelter a little bit further away. Now, that would be a happy compromise. And there's nothing worse than seeing Hospitals actually smashing down smoking shelters and forcing patients to walk maybe a quarter of a mile off-site. I mean, you hear about them having to stand behind a white line off-site. I mean, how pathetic is that?
What about the hospital's ambition, intention to help support patients who are smokers whilst they're in hospital? So supporting them with nicotine replacement therapy, supporting them with groups, helping them to abstain whilst in hospital. Is that not, you know, trying to support people? It's rather than just going, absolutely, categorically not, we're not having it, you're not smoking.
Well, it's perfectly reasonable for a hospital to say to somebody coming into a hospital, look, if you're a smoker and you want to quit, we will help you to quit. But the point is, the laughable thing about this policy is that at the moment we know that the most successful quit smoking aid are e-cigarettes. And yet the hospital here wants to ban the use of e-cigarettes on hospital grounds as well. So that proves this has got nothing to do with helping people quit smoking. It's all about controlling people's behaviour. And it really is quite outrageous.
Oh, now, come on. You can't say they want to control people's behaviour. That sounds like, you know, some kind of sort of, I don't know, sci-fi theory. It's not about controlling people. It's about being realistic about their health. You are the National Health Service. You can't advocate smoking.
You can't advocate smoking, but it doesn't mean to say you have to ban it and also ban the use of e-cigarettes, which are a well-known quit smoking aid. And, of course, a lot of these policies, we've seen it with other hospitals, they often have unintended consequences. They force people off-site, and it doesn't stop people smoking. People will still smoke, but they'll end up smoking in residential areas, outside people's homes, which they don't appreciate either, I have to say. And I think hospitals have to take responsibility that there will be some people who choose to smoke because they get comfort from smoking in a stressful situation. And for hospitals to actually say, we are going to ban it and we are going to use scarce resources in terms of money to try and enforce these bans, I think it's outrageous. Hospitals should be focusing on reducing A&E waiting times, for example, rather than cracking down on people who just want to have a quiet cigarette in the open air somewhere in hospital grounds.
Simon, thank you very much. Simon Clark from Forest, the group which campaigns for smokers' rights. I just wanted to reference, Simon talked about passive smoking, but he was talking about in the open air. So obviously there is evidence to show that passive smoking in enclosed spaces has an impact on a non-smoker's health. But Simon was talking about being in the open air. So from the 1st of January, smoking cigarettes or e-cigarettes will not be allowed at the Bristol Royal Infirmary or on any of the other buildings or land run by the Trust. More on this after 8 o'clock. What do you think? Do you agree with the full no smoking ban at the BRI? Or maybe, like Simon, you don't think it's fair, particularly if you're a patient, to be told that you cannot smoke. 08000 855 949. Call me now. It's free to call me. Text 81333. Start your message with the word Bristol. Text to charge at your network's standard rate. 714. Emma Britton.